So top story in the business section, in the business world, really, is the changing of the guard over at Google. Not unexpected. We've known for a while that Eric Schmidt is out as Google CEO. Larry Page officially steps in, the 38-year-old co-founder, along with Sergey Brin, of the Google company, which, of course, has dominated not only media, but also technology for really the last 5 years at least. Siva Vaidyanathan joins us, professor of law and media studies at the University of Virginia, author of The Googleization of Everything. Siva, it seems to me that Larry Page is doing a sort of a Steve Jobs kind of thing, bringing true religion back to Google as it enters a new phase. Is anybody going to notice anything here?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a couple of big differences between Apple and Google. For one thing, when Steve Jobs took over Apple, it was floundering, whereas Google's flying high, and no one suggests that this changeover is going to either make them zoom higher immediately or stumble. But the real key here is that Google is under such pressure. It's reaching the point where it's causing friction over privacy. It just got slammed by the Federal Trade Commission last week for violating its own privacy policy. It's under pressure for the Google Books project, which has stumbled as a federal judge rejected the settlement that they'd worked on for 2 years. And now we're also seeing regulators in Europe take on Google's core mission, how it ranks things, right? This is a big antitrust challenge now in Europe.
How it ranks search responses.
So you've got Larry Page, who is, you know, the founder, the true believer, the great idealist, coming in at a time when the political status of Google is going to require the most deft hand. And so the
argument here is that this is not the time you'd want Larry Page. This is the time you'd want some fundamentally different character, because Google's in a fundamentally different relationship with all these entities that you've ticked off.
Well, that's what's fascinating. I mean, you could see Larry Page trying to bring the sort of the core ideals of Google back to the front at a moment when idealism seems to be the last thing this company needs right now. How it's going to affect us will be very interesting, because, you know, we know from Larry Page's history that he is a bold advocate of new projects. So we're likely to see a whole lot more experimentation on the edges, new products rolled out to keep our attention, to try to grab more of our attention every day to sell to advertisers. At the same time, we might see this attitude that comes from the founders, this notion that just because you pledge to do no evil doesn't necessarily mean that you can do no wrong. And I think those are the sorts of things we're going to start seeing in the next few years.
Sounds like the title of Siva's next book, Do No Wrong. You might do wrong if you're big enough. But Siva, it seems to me that there's an element here, possibly of ego, in the sense that maybe Page really wants a piece of the Zuckerberg sort of founder profile that he retains over at Facebook, even though that company hasn't gone public. Google, of course, went public a long time ago. What do you think?
Well, Larry Page has never wanted the spotlight. I think he just cares so deeply about the work that he's already done that he wants it to sort of be true to its original vision. Larry Page is hardly ever on the cover of a magazine and is not known to make a spectacle of himself. I think he really wants Google to be Google.
But a reverse hubris, in the sense that he believes he's the only person to deliver this company into this next phase?
I think it's more that the hubris is about Google, right? The hubris is a company-wide phenomenon and not a personal one.
And Eric Schmidt doesn't go away here, right?
Pardon me?
Eric Schmidt doesn't go away here, right?
No, he's still affiliated with the company at the highest level, like many former CEOs often are. But there are a lot of rumors about what he might do, and his closeness to the Obama administration opens up a lot of opportunities in the public sector. So, it is likely to be a different ship, at least in terms of its the big decisions that the company makes over the next few months.
All right, as the author of The Googleization of Everything, Siva, you want to make a prediction on where the Google stock goes over the next week?
Oh, no. If I made predictions and I was any good at it, then the Bills would have won 4 Super Bowls in a row.
And you wouldn't have to be a professor of law and media studies at the University of Virginia.
I'd be a very wealthy man, yes.
There we go. That's right. He'd be a majority stockholder of Facebook or something like that. Siva, thanks so much.
Anytime.
Siva Vaidyanathan is a professor of law and media studies at the University of Virginia and author of the book The Googleization of Everything, commenting on the takeover, officially now, of founder of Google, Larry Page, who replaces Google CEO Eric Schmidt.